Talking with Scott Rhodes, who was inducted into the Atlantic Wrestling Hall of Fame. Congratulations. And what does it mean to you to have this honor here tonight?
Well, it means a lot, Chris. I'm kind of a humble person, so I really wasn't expecting it. And I am really humbled by the experience, and I just want to wish this program great success in the future and the season coming up, and I think everything will be just fine under Coach Duff and his staff.
I'm sure after your sophomore year, you weren't thinking about Hall of Fame at that point, were you?
No, I was just thinking about having a winning record the next year, let alone being able to qualify for the state tournament in my junior year.
Why didn't you quit?
That's not an option. It never is. And if you think it's an option, you're telling yourself the wrong things in your head. And so you go back, reevaluate the situation, you work your tail off, and you're going to make sure that it's not going to happen again. There's only one way to go up from there.
I think you're a role model for kids because of that. I really believe that, because there's a lot of kids, there's a lot of people who would have quitted. So what did you do from after your sophomore year to change things, and what kinds of things did you do to prepare yourself to turn things around the next year?
Well, I just decided you got to work a little harder. You got to develop a few good, solid moves, learn to execute them right, and don't overcomplicate it. Just keep it simple. And once you do that and you start having some success, that just compounds itself. Then you get the believing part going, and then the rest just takes care of itself.
Did you notice an immediate difference when you hit the mat your junior year?
Oh, absolutely, because I had a frame of mind that says nobody's going to take anything away from me this year, that I'm not going to earn myself.
What memories do you take from going to the state tournament back in the barn and back then? I've done basketball in the barn, but I've never done wrestling, but I heard it was loud.
Yeah, the place is completely packed, and my junior year, of course, first time there, unfortunately didn't turn out too well, but I made it. I'm thinking, how am I going to hear my name called, and what mat am I going to wrestle on? Almost mortified by it.
Yeah.
And, okay, and then all of a sudden it's like, you heard it crystal clear. And it's like, and then all the crowd noise and everything went away, and then you went to work. And that's the biggest thing I remember about it.
Well, I bet you there was a chill when you probably heard the words "clear the mats."
Oh, yeah.
That was the phrase to say, let's get it going.
Yeah, absolutely. And then you're thinking like, okay, it's real now, you know. But I think that was one of the things I'll remember the most is that first year. Is like, I'm not going to be able to hear what I'm called. I don't know. Hope the coaches are around to come get me or whatever. I was warming up, but yeah, it was great.
If you could pick a match that was the toughest for you, whether it be a win or a loss, which one would you maybe pick? Not to put you on the spot or anything like that, but what comes to your mind?
No, the toughest loss. Probably looking back, would probably be my loss in the semifinals my senior year. The kid was an outstanding wrestler. I talked about goals before, and for some odd reason, I lost a little focus and concentration knowing that I already was going to be on the medal stand. And I fell into the wrong move twice. I didn't execute the... Didn't execute it and took the penalty for it and got beat. And so that's when I decided, well, we're just not satisfied now. We're going to go win the consolation bracket.
Yeah, and you did that.
And I did. Was able to do that. I went 2-0 on Saturday, and that was...
And to stand up there in third place, you know, what was that feeling like?
You know, it's kind of euphoric, actually. It's like... Well, I came here to looking. Well, I wanted to at least be down there, but now I'm up here. And I was like, but if I had to do it all over again, I wouldn't change a thing.
Yeah.
You know, other than maybe wrestle a little better in the semifinals. But,
right.
You know.
Hey,
but,
third place ain't too shabby.
You know, and my whole thinking was, you know, I I gotta do this in 3 years. And my first year was a throwaway year because I didn't know nothing. I got some basics, good basics out of Coach Barnes and the coaching staff at the time. Learned 3-4 basic moves and watched Robert Burrows, our first state champion, wrestling at 119 ahead of me. And picked up some things from him and then reevaluated after the season and took it from there.
Yeah. What types of things did wrestling help you or teach you that helped you later in life when you went into your carpentry business?
Well, fear is the utmost motivator. Fear of failure is an absolute motivator. When you basically get let go from a job and you talk to your business partner about starting up a business, there's fear in you. Fear of failure. Not an option. We worked a lot of hours. He had 3 kids. I was married. With like, hope this thing works. You just work. You put in a lot of hours and you put in a lot of dedication. And the fruition of all that hard work, it'll come to fruition.
You wish that work ethic would transpired on this generation.
It should. And it's pretty sad in some cases. In some cases, this situation is great. I mean, I can see what he's doing. I can see what Coach Duff's doing. And I thought that was awesome. I follow the program, not in person a lot, but I'm always seeing how they're doing during the year. But, as far as life goes, it taught me a lot of that. Going through adversity, you're going to have setbacks. You're going to have problems. But at the end of the day, I will say this. If you have any doubts in your mind, just go look in a mirror. The only person's judgment you need to pass is the one looking back from the glass.
That's a great answer. I'll ask you one last thing. What does it mean for you just to be here to see the generations, the current wrestlers, the wrestlers from the past, and everybody in between with your family as well? I think it's just kind of neat to see all the different generations all in one room.
Yeah. The wrestling community, like a lot of the others have said, it's a family. Doesn't matter if I wrestled 40 years ago or Jeff wrestled 40 years ago or 46. It doesn't matter. Or these kids wrestling now. It's a family. We always travel together. We hung out together. It's a cohesive unit. Even though it's largely an individual sport, it's still a family. And you have a good, strong family. Success just will breed success. And I think that's what Coach Duff and the staff have been doing.
Congratulations, Scott. Well deserved.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.